We're doing the book of Shmuel, what they call Samuel, and we're up to what they call the 23rd chapter. David had fought to save the people of Keilah, and God tells him that Saul assumes he will remain in the fortified city of Keilah, and over there Saul will take him down. So David flees from Keilah. He goes into the Judean desert, what's called Midbar Zif. His own tribesmen, the Zifim, come to Shaul and tell him, David's hiding by us in the forests and in the desert. And Shaul tells them, prepare me maps, prepare me an exact design of all his hiding places so that when I come to give chase, this time I'll catch him because he's very tricky. And they spend all this time playing it as though they're David's friends. And in fact, his own tribesmen, the people of Zif, the Zifim, are mapping out all his hiding places. They bring it to Shaul. And Shaul comes to the desert of Zif. He has his men with him. And every time David tries to take a turn, Shaul has that turn covered. And so David panics, and he makes a wrong move, and he climbs a mountain to get to the other side. And Shaul does not give chase. This is like chess, where you make a move, and you assume the other side will make a counter move, and they surprise you. They don't. And that's what happens. David goes up the mountain, assuming Shaul will follow him, and Shaul does not. Instead, Shaul sends his men around the mountain and surrounds David. And then they start enclosing on David, and David's at the top of the mountain. And he looks down and he sees Shaul's men heading up towards him. And he has no way out. And he's outnumbered. And Shaul's men are the top soldiers of Israel. David knows that full well. And David knows that he is a dead man. And this is where we were up to when we paused for the break. Where David says, even the prophet Shmuel, who promised me I'd be king, must be a liar because I'm dead now. It's over. And as he's standing up there, Ani amalti bechofzi, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, in Hallel, I said as I was running in haste, Kol Adam Kosev, everyone's a liar. Even Shmuel is a liar. Look, where's this prophecy now? And Shaul starts ascending the mountain. And they're climbing the mountain. And David is standing there with his men. We're up to the end of the 23rd chapter. And suddenly, David is watching as Shaul stops in his tracks with his men. A messenger comes to Shaul and tells him, the Philistines have attacked. And they're conquering swaths of land. They're advancing. And you have to come back and fend them off. And Shaul is standing there. He looks up the mountain. He knows he has David cornered. He looks down the mountain. He knows he has a responsibility to the nation. He has to go back and fight the war. What's he going to do now? And that's why the place was called Sela HaMachlokot, the rock of divisiveness. David Shaul stood there and his heart was torn. Which way does he go? Does he fight David to the bitter end and finally he'll have an established kingdom? Or does he go back and fight the Philistines? And Shaul, as he often did, he made the right choice. He went back and fought the Philistines. And David left. He left to the fortified areas of Ein Gedi. And Shaul hears that David has gone there. He finishes his battles with the Philistines. He takes his 3,000 men and he goes to catch David. And David and his men are hiding deep in a cave. Shaul enters the cave. He leaves his men outside. He wants to go to use the restroom. So Shaul is extremely pious. He's extremely humble. And tsanua, he's modest. So when he has to take care of his needs, he goes into a secluded area, into a cave. And as he sits down to take care of his needs, even though he's in private, he wraps himself in his garments. He surrounds himself so that even though no one's really there, even in a cave, he was modest. And David's men are in the back of the cave. Shaul doesn't know it. And his men tells him, here, God's done what he promised you. God told you he'd give you your enemy in your hands and you could do whatever you want. Here's the day. Go, finish him off. And David slowly crawls towards Shaul. And Shaul is sitting there. He doesn't realize that he is a second away from death. And David lifts his sword and he, instead of lunging at Shaul, he slices off the corner of Shaul's talit. And right after he does that, David feels terrible remorse. He looks and he sees how modest Shaul is, how pious Shaul is, his own father-in-law. And he goes back and he tells his men, God forbid, he was anointed by God. I can't kill him. And David's men say, then we're going to kill him. And David barks at them, he speaks harshly at them, and he refuses. He forbids them to go against Shaul. Shaul has finished taking care of his needs, he gets up to leave, and David comes out of the cave after him. And he calls after Shaul, and he calls, my master, the king. And Shaul turns around, and he says, there's David, and David bows before him. And David says to Shaul, why do you listen to Doeg HaAdomi, all these people who tell you I want to kill you? Look, today God gave you my hands in that cave. And one of my men said I should kill you. And I said, no. I said, you're anointed by God. And father, look, I want you to please look at the corner of your talis here. What does David call his father-in-law? He says, father. From here we learn that a son-in-law should address his father-in-law as father, as Abba. That's what David calls him. He says, look, you see, huh?
Not Paul. Paul, is that father-in-law in Hebrew?
Right, but you call a father-in-law Abba.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. So, and that's what David calls him. Now, as bad as all your father-in-laws are going to be, I hope none of them will want to kill you. David is talking to a father-in-law who has amassed an army to come and kill him. And he calls him Avi, my father. Now, Shaul has to decide what he's going to do, whether he will believe him, whether he won't. And David has to be on his toes. And this speech could be the end of all the fighting. And this is where we'll pick up. B'ezrat Hashem next week.